Welcome to everyone. So still with Kabir. And in the beginning will be Hindi, so please have the patience. And today he is singing Sarovar Tati Hansini Tisai Jugat Bina Harijal Piya Na Jai. Piya Chahe To Lay Khag Sari Udi Na Sake Do Upar Bhari. Kumbh Liye Thari Panihari Gun Bin Neer भरे कैसे नारी. कहे कबीर गुर एक बुद्धि बताई सहज स्वभाव मिले राम राय. One of the sages used to say, my job is to sell water by the river. You know, I am by the river, and anyone could, you know, even by the hands could drink, but somehow this is my job, you know, kind of like somehow people don't do this. And then I am able to sell this water, kind of, you know, like, but just by the river, it shouldn't be sold. You know, it's like so easily available, but somehow still my business goes on. So similar thing Kabir is also saying today, saying that by the bank of a pond, like a Hansini, he is using Hansini means actually, literal meaning is female swan. But what he means that when like quest takes over to somebody, when really there is no way out other than like you really cannot do anything other than the trying to find out what is. So that time is called female swan. So he's saying that actually the female swan means to whom this quest has come, it's already by the bank of the pond, you know, like it's just it's matter of, you know, reaching out through hands, you know, even through fingers, kind of like, you can still sip, you know. But he's saying, jugat bina harijal piya na jai. He's using this word jugat. And probably key to your luck, you know, and certainly it will be very specific, you know, very, very specific. Because key of Buddha, you know, will not work. Because it was for the lack of Buddha, you know, his heart. Key of Jesus certainly will not work because it was for the heart of Jesus. Key of Krishna certainly not work because it was for the heart of Krishna. So jugat means kind of like it. This brand is so unique that so far copying has not been possible, you know, like so far, you know, I don't know, like it could not be American because, you know, it could be some, you know, Holland, maybe some kind of like that kind of brand that copying is not possible, you know, like it's really and to explain like little bit with key maybe we don't understand that much. So maybe like where we have to reach is it's beyond the senses. So like, you know, when I am hearing this sound, say, like using sense of hearing, so certainly the sound coming, meeting my ear. And here is the same kind of like sound, but from here it passes and it's still mechanical, you know, passing to my mechanical kind of like knowing place where response comes that this is sound of a bike. It's still mechanical, you know, like to hear up to here, to it's very easy, but then to hear from here to my mechanical part which says that this is sound of a bike, like this process is very difficult to catch. And then there is another process, like when I would have heard this sound for the first time. So then there was not this mechanical responding that this is sound of a bike. That time it went somewhere else. It was not stopping in my mechanical part where response was coming, ah, this is sound of a bike. It could go more deeper. So to really catch from the mechanical, really passing to somewhere where really I am, you know, this is like so subtle realm. So much subtle that without finding own key is not possible. And Kabir is saying that jugat bina, without having like your own way, you know, nobody can explain that. Only you can see reaching from where Ajay is saying that this is sound of the bike. From there to where, you know, here, like real hearing happens, it's really so subtle realm that couldn't be traced without having found your own way. And Kabir is saying, without having found your own way, it's not possible to drink, dear friends. So, really, if you really want even to sip, you know, even like by the finger, you have to go through this, really tracing, really tracing, tracing, tracing. And tracing until you fall in the pond of love, in the pond of what is. And then he's saying, Piya chahe to lay khag sari. Like, if you really want to drink, you really have to trace back, you know. There is no, you have to chase. And if you really want girlfriends, you know, you have to chase. They are not going to come to you. So, similarly, Kabir is saying, like, if you really want to, you know, having like a sip, still you have to chase this threadless like a you know this way of threadless, kind of like this threadless connection, somehow that has to be found. Otherwise, it will be kind of like assuming that you are drinking, but thirst will not go. By assuming, thirst goes only when you drink. And second thing he's saying, Uri na sake do parvari. And it's not possible to jump it off. You know, he's saying like you really cannot jump this. You really have to trace, you know. There is no way out that you try to jump this threadless connection, because it's such a important like you can say process of connection that one cannot skip it. You know, it's not possible to skip. Skipping means like you are imagining that you are drinking. That's what he means. Like kumbh liye thaadhi panihari gun bin neer bhare kaise na. Certainly, having like you are really prepared, you know, you have pot, like the kumbh means like this round pot, you know, like this. And certainly willing to fill the pot, you know, it's no question about your willingness. But then he's saying gun bin. Gun means like this. Qualitative connection. Without this qualitative connection, it's not possible to feel like you could be very well prepared, you know, like really having part, best parts, maybe German, or which one will be best. So whichever is best, you know, like really having best parts, really having best intention, but without this threadless connection, without having probably upgraded feelings, you know, like feelings are the probably tool to feel this threadlessness. Like there is, I don't see any, like other than the feeling, or it could be like, you know, the upgraded seeing, which can really enable you to connect.
Jack,
so,
yes. When you say feeling, do you mean like emotion or
sensation? No, not neither sensation nor emotion. Upgraded, I said, upgraded feeling. So certainly, like from feeling, I mean, like feeling means like personal feeling, you know, emotional feeling. And then if you really trace them more deeper, so there will be like this quality of feeling, kind of, you know, the that quality which feels. Like the feelings are, emotions are reduced, feelings are also reduced, but the thread which feels, that remains. Kind of all building, you know, is gone, and something like very, very kind of like looks like almost nothing, but really could feel, could really see, you know. So that, like he's saying, like without that is not possible to feel, without having that kind of like deep you know, threading, we can say. Yeah. It's not possible to feel your part. So it's what he means, that like none of the outer preparations will work till in is not fully prepared, till feelings are not able to catch that, you know, that subtleness. कहे कबीर गुरु एक बुद्धि बताई सहज स्वभाव मिले राम राय। एंड कबीर इज सेइंग सर्टेनली somebody who has found that thread said that keep on accept your failure, you know, like, because certainly like the matter is so subtle that, you know, any kind of like little wind will not allow you to connect. So Kabir is saying like the teacher said that, you know, be at ease, accept the like what is difficult with us, like somehow psychologically we really don't want to accept our failure, you know, like, and we start beating ourselves. So Kabir is saying like actually teacher, like somebody who really has gone, said, you know, just relax, keep on, and certainly you will, you know, just keep on and not beat yourself, you know, not be a perfect meditator as well as, you know, like really relax, you know, use the lying down, sleep, snore, and certainly, you know, like, you know, by doing this, one day that will come, you know. So Kabir is saying having this kind of encouragement from the teacher, you know, like just accept that you are born to be failed, you know, kind of, you know, in that way. And Kabir is saying sahaj subhai, like in a very, very simplistic way, you know, not in a perfect meditator way, you know, like really with so much simplicity, I'm able to dive in, I'm able to swim in this warmth of love. And, you know, this is also my advice. Please don't miss this swimming. Keep on as long as it doesn't come. Certainly it will come. So Kabir is saying, sahaj subhai, you know, like very simply, very probably sleepingly, you know, I am able to be there. And the word he is using, Rai, means some words, it's really difficult to, like it's so much feeling, like feelings involved. Rai means like actually, you know, like in English you have like only you, you know, and in Hindi we have several you. And when somebody say you in such a love that you really feel soured, you know, like really all the clothes are wet from the love, you know, kind of that. Not watery wetness, you know, lovey wetness. So Kabir is saying like, certainly this lovey wetness came with simplicity. So anyone has any questions, please?
This goodness where the water is connected.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that the one who's making the effort is part of the problem. Is that not so?
Yeah, but also not part of the problem, you know. Like really it's part of problem, but without this problem also this threadless doesn't come. It's like generally like what happened to our mind, like we have this either or, like either this or that, you know. And somehow life is not either or, you know. Life is either and or together. And this is life, you know. Spirituality means the life. And that there cannot be either or, you know. Life really includes either and or. So certainly, like, you know, as long as my ears go out, there will be effort. Effort will work. And I can catch from here still effort to my this speaker, we can say, that who tells that this is sound of the bike. Until here, effort. But after that, because there is no mechanism, until here is mechanism, mechanical part. So until there is effort. But then, you know, no mechanism. So certainly, effortlessness, you know. Effortlessness come when you have made efforts. Like if you have not made efforts, how it will be said effortlessness? Any more questions?
I have another question.
Yes, please.
It has to do with deep rest and the feeling of self-consciousness.
The clinging.
And the feeling of self-consciousness or tension. I've noticed that in my personal case, I can never completely relax unless I'm alone. I believe I'm alone. Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so back to this threadless, the effortless thing, this seems to me to be connected to the effortlessness.
Yeah.
Can you say a few words about that, please?
You know, actually, like actually like our life is with antennas, you know. Mm. Antennas, you know, like we keep on our antennas always open, you know. Antenna, you know this.
Antenna.
Okay. Yeah. So we only keep antennas off when like, when we really feel safe, like really nobody bothering. So you know this deep relaxation means antennas closed. You know that is what will be deep relaxation. And if the antennas are as long as they are open, it's very difficult to.
Is there a way?
Is there a way?
To be effortless and have the antennas closed,
mm-hmm.
but still have things around you.
Possible, but very difficult. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's possible, but like generally, like what happens when somebody really grows to that, really wants to be alone, like, you know, no advice to come to retreat for those people, you know, please, you know, just make your bedroom your retreat center, you know, that will be more helpful. And, you know, certainly some people are like so brave that they manage in the retreat also. So for them, you know, I will say you can manage anywhere, so why not to be here? So somehow like this, like when slowly until me translating, you know, is the groups are very, very helpful. And from there on, this effortlessness, maybe more kind of like aloneness is more helpful. So that means I can read second one. Okay. Sadho bhagati bhekhte nyari. Man pavana pancho baskiya tinayahara samari. Kaya kot me amar na rehna. कागत का घर कीना माला तिलक तिरेव नहीं कोई परम तत्व नहीं चीना गोरखनाथ न मुद्रा पहरी मस्तक नहीं मुड़ाया ऐस भगत भयाभू ऊपर गुरपैराज छुआया गर्भवास में सुमिरत कीना सुखदेव कौन सुमाला कहे कबीर सब भेख भुलाना मूल छाड़ गही डाला. Kabir describing that the like a, after the individual translator place, you know, like the individual who translates. After that, you know, going deep side. kind of like a felt like love, you know. Like generally we experience love far, you know, like our experience of love is love for my wife, you know, love for my child, love for dog, love for, you know, book, love for, etc., etc. And because after this translator plays, far is gone, kind of like far is removed. So certainly love is left, but far is gone. And really to feel without far, it's really difficult, you know, like you really know, but you really don't know, kind of like, you know, you say, you know, is, but no way to speak about, you know, because only we know to speak about love far. So Kabir is saying that certainly when this devotional quality happens, you know, and again this devotional quality will not have being devotee to somebody, you know, like not there, you know, being devotee to means still feeling love far. So when devotional quality is left and devoted to is gone, so when that is left, that is like bhakti, devotion actually. And Kabir is saying that it has nothing to do what you wear, how you dress, how you paint your forehead, you know, which kind of hairs you have, you know. It has nothing to do with the far. It's very, very inner phenomena. You know. It is like felt inside. It has nothing to do with the dress yourself, you know, with the way you paint your forehead, with the way you have your hair, you know, it has nothing to do with that. It is very, very impersonal, feelingless feeling, you know, like it's like a kind of like current, you know, which has nothing around it. And मन पवना पांचों बस किया तीन यहरा समारी. And one has to be beyond five senses, beyond mind, to really be on this path. Like one cannot be on this path of devotion, having senses, having mind, kind of like, without being beyond. Kaya koot mein amar na rehna, kagat ka ghar keena. And certainly, this love for the body is also not there, you know, you really is not kind of like suicidal state, you know. Generally many times like being suicidal we think, I don't need to be in body. So it's not that kind of state at all. But certainly, you know, if body is, if not, it's also accepted, you know. It's some kind of, like Kabir is saying, like somehow that kind of state, and really knowing that the body is as good as a boat made of paper, kind of like it can leave me any moment. Really knowing that, like having no importance for the body, will be helpful to feel that devotional realm. But again, not be kind of against, you know, like really knowing that this is the limit of body, and I have to be beyond the limit of body. And that's how Kabir is saying that, you know, this feeling is traced, feeling probably without feeling. And then he's saying, Mala tilak tiro nahi koi param tattu nahi chinda. Certainly, many, many people garland themselves as well as paint their forehead and assume that they know. But Kabir is saying, like, nobody has been able to know until one has traced that feelingless feeling. And then his Gorakhnath Namudra Pahiri Mastak Nahi Muraya. And this tradition of Gorakh now, you know, they really shave their head. And Kabir is saying, like, Gorakh never did this. He never wear a mala. And certainly, even like somehow he has such a deep realization that even his teacher somehow accepted him as teacher later. So he's saying, somebody having no dress code, having no paint coat, having no hair coat, was able to realize so deeply that even his teacher has to accept him teacher. And certainly Sukhdev, like the story is that he was born liberated, kind of like he in the womb, he was able to. So Kabir is saying, you know, Sukhdev, how can he wear a mala in the womb? It's not possible. So certainly, no dress coat, no paint coat, no hair coat works. Kahe Kabir, sab bhekh bhulana, moon chaan kahi dala. And Kabir is saying, everybody is tempted to have a dress code, to have a hair code, to have a paint code, you know, so many codes. Everybody is tempted to be part of a group. And Kabir is saying, like, so far, people who have been tempted for that, they certainly forgot the root. Like, why, what is the root? They have forgotten the root, you know. It takes much time to paint forehead, you know, to really, you know, dress and all these things, and really forget about how, for what that is, what is the root behind it, that one has to really find this thread of sweetness in oneself and really walking dressed without having any knowledge of reality. So what he is advising, please really like ask your translator to be quiet, and from there on try to trace this thread of sweetness, this thread of devotion, and certainly you will be able to fill your part. You will be able to kind of like, I think, even to supply, you know, to all of us. So really try to be a supplier, not a dresser one. So if you have any questions, please.
Senses should grow when you reach this place of devotion,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So how can you write these beautiful songs without the mind?
Because from that place you can also reach the mind and ask mind to write beautiful song. You know, that's where beauty comes, you know. That's where mind is used. Mind becomes a very useful tool. Like all the kind of like senses become a very useful tool. Before they were kind of like using us. So this is how, so he could be really be in that depth, and then mind will be a server of that depth, and these beautiful poems will come. Maybe we can have some quiet time.